All right, everybody, welcome. My intros are deteriorating as the season goes along, and I could not care anymore. Brotherly Pod here, Thursday, April 11, 2024, here, post-game show! Even though not technically, it's still the third period, but that's the last time I'm going to be able to say this for the year, so we're going to roll with it. We've got the Flyers-Rangers game on in the background, and they're currently winning 3-1, 15 minutes left, so we'll keep an eye on that one here as we do this show. And got Nick back, as always, for post-game. Nick, how you doing?
Greetings, Daniel. It is a pleasure, I think, talking about the Flyers.
Yeah, I did come back. I quit halfway through the Noah show last time I was on air. And, you know, I just don't care anymore, I think is what it boils down to. We're just going to get through this season, come whatever may. Which is, you know, not great, but we'll get through it. And Katie's joining us tonight as well. Katie, it's past your bedtime. What are you doing?
It's not past my bedtime. It's just almost my bedtime. But wanted to get on here probably one last time before the end of the season to chat with you all about the Flyers. Echoing Nick's statements, it's a pleasure to be here with all of you, yeah. But it's not a pleasure to watch this miserable team.
No, it's not.
Well, they're up. York, Brink, and Konechny with the goals. Paling is another multi-point outing, it looks like. So, woohoo. Ryan Paling did something. Did he only have one goal against Montreal? I thought he had two. Never mind, then. It's his first multi-point.
Doesn't matter. They lost by six.
I'm trying to praise one of our depth guys, Katie! God damn it! Brink. Yeah, Konechny's got a goal and a point. Brink has... Paling has two assists. York has the other goal. Sam Ersson has made 16 of 17 saves thus far. Which is not quite up to date. The television tells me the Flyers have, Rangers have 24 shots, so the NHL feed is behind here, but
what are you gonna do?
But, yeah. I was really hoping they would lose and I could come on here and just lose my mind again, but here they are winning. And I predicted this before the game started, by the way, that, I fully expect them to win these last three games, then miss the playoffs by, like, a single point.
Go figure that they get blown out by the bottom feeding teams and now they're up two goals on the Rangers.
I wouldn't expect anything else, quite frankly.
This team Rangers, is so infuriating.
Yeah, they're infuriating is an understatement, but the Rangers, I mean, they're pretty much going to win the division, right?
By a wide margin last time I checked. I don't know if Carolina encroached or not, but
yeah. This is almost like
they're 3 points up on Carolina right now.
All right, so it's not locked up. So
but I it's guess, pretty close.
Yeah, they have a lot to play for still. But yeah, typical Flyers. Let's get our asses destroyed by everybody.
I believe they hold the President's Trophy if the season were to end today.
Wow.
The Stars are close. They're right behind
they got a live scoreboard up. Buffalo's beating the Capitals by 2 1/3. Pittsburgh's beating Detroit by 2 1/3. And Montreal and the Islanders are tied at 1 in the second intermission. Not that it fucking matters.
I mean, that Pittsburgh-Detroit game is really the one that matters the most, but neither of those teams can lose, unfortunately. So, pulling for the Red Wings, I guess.
Well, the Islanders are in third place in the Metro with 87 points. The second wild card spot is currently held by the Capitals. The Flyers just scored again.
Really? How far behind them? I'm at the 14-15 mark.
So am I.
14-04. Man.
Dan, with your futuristic TV.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to see this happen.
Noah Cates?
The
Noah Cates, yeah.
You're going to spoil the goal and the goal scorer for us? Jeez, thanks, Dan.
Here he comes. Wow, nice play.
That was a good play. Whew. Okay, Noah.
Dan and I have always been Noah Cate fans. This is a pro Noah Cates podcast.
If you say so.
I mean, there's not much to be pro about.
I'm not actively against him, but I cannot possibly care less about the guy.
Yeah, I don't really.
He exists all
he's
right.
He's just there. Yeah. Like, he's on the team.
I'm not going to go gaga over a depth player. I like the cut of his jib. Is this his career-long four-game point streak? Let's sound the alarms. You know who's benefiting from all of this?
It's his sixth goal of the season.
Light it up, Noah. Great initials, by the way. Great initials, Noah Cates. I got dad jokes. I'm not even a dad yet. Soon.
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 Little
in
Daniel
3 months
is on the way.
And 3 days. Apparently.
For those of you who are listening to this, I'm just shaking my head. with the spot between on my nose, between my eyebrows, just pinched in agony.
So the Flyers win, they have 85 points. But less regulation wins than either Detroit, Washington, or Pittsburgh. So,
I don't think this one particularly
matters yet. I mean, it gets them back in the race a little bit.
Yeah,
but,
it will. They'd be tied with Washington for amount of regulation wins.
I mean, I would figure they don't hold a tiebreaker over anyone, because every big game they had after the new year, they lost, whether it was against Pittsburgh, Detroit. This is going to be their first division win in 2024.
Wow.
Yes.
You're right.
Fucking bad this team is.
So believe it's their first time they beat the Rangers in like 8 games or something like that.
Oh.
I mean, as long as the Penguins win in regulation, really we just don't want that game to go to overtime, because
Correct.
That means they both get a point. But assuming that the Penguins win in regulation, the Capitals are tied right now, so we don't know the outcome of that game. But Washington's either going to stay in that final wild card spot, or Pittsburgh's going to swap places with them.
The Caps are tied? What? Caps are losing 3-1 to the Sabres. The Devils are tied.
Oh, sorry. Never mind.
Islanders are tied with the Canadians.
Yes, Islanders are tied with the Canadians at the end of two. The Sabres beat the Caps, or at least they're going to. It's like a minute left. And the Penguins are 5-3.
Oh, sorry. I got the tie wrong. Sorry, listeners.
They forgive you. You know what the fucking sad thing is about this awful choke job? One of the worst choke jobs I've ever seen. Your two of your division rivals, the Capitals and Penguins, Penguins being our arch rival, both of those teams sold.
Yes.
Capitals got
they
rid of Mantha.
They actively gave up.
Yeah. And the Penguins got rid of their best goal scorer in Gensel. And they still caught us because we stink.
Yeah, and the Flyers didn't sell, and they fucking had a gigantic tailspin.
They added Eric Johnson.
Yeah, the reward for the playoffs was Eric Johnson.
I'll never get over that.
Who's a fucking blight on humanity at this point.
Which, to the people that are clutching to, this was a rebuild, which I think, Dan, you've addressed this on all of your episodes over the last, month, was, and I've said it here, too, is that was a crutch, okay? That was a crutch to start the season, because I know myself included, I'll admit I was wrong. I thought this team was going to be awful all year long, not just the last 3 weeks. I thought this team was going to be terrible. But they far exceeded expectations. And the fact that it was known that they acquired Johnson as like a reward, even though we're going to try and acquire some pieces for the future, we still need to acquire someone because they've earned it. So you can't call it a rebuild anymore. It wasn't a rebuild. Stop
Never
calling
was
it a rebuild.
Rebuild. No.
Yeah. There's still people on Twitter that like to yell at you. You're like, it's a fucking rebuild. What are you so mad about? It's like, what am I mad about? This is another epic collapse.
This is
this
one
team.
Of those things. We have a freaking Flyer recording tomorrow, so I'm going to save my full-on rants for that one. But
oh, no, we're getting it out of you.
They're like, oh, well, you know, they were rebuilding. What do you expect? And it's like, they were in a playoff spot.
Yes.
They were going to make the post. They were high stepping to the end zone and got tackled at the 1 yard line. They were there. You can't go, oh, it's a rebuild. This is a totally okay collapse. Fuck you. It was never a rebuild. And they were there. You can't trot them making the playoffs a massive 8-game losing streak that dropped them from third in the Metro, which they held since middle of December. Their playoff percentage went from 88 down to like 4 in like 2.5 weeks. They suck.
You know that video where, like, the guy is, like, carrying the touchdown and then he spikes it at the 1 yard line by accident because he thinks he brings it in? And then somebody else on the other team, like, runs it all the way back for a touchdown? Like, the other person running it back is the Penguins and Capitals, and yes, you're the team that spiked it at the 1 yard line. Like, I think the thing that I really get mad about is that, like, was this team supposed to be good? No. Like, the Flyers are now playing like the team that we thought they were at the beginning of the season. But they made it this far. All they had to do, like, was win. Like, a game. And not only that, but, like, they're playing against teams that they are supposedly better than and have been better than this entire season. We've seen them play against teams that are better than them and win. You know, like, this was very much like a control your own destiny kind of thing, and they just completely shit the bed. But yep, also, like Dan said, they had already made it this far. They were in a playoff spot for like 75% of the season. Like, at this point, just finish the job. All you had to do was keep playing the way they had been playing the entire year, and they would have been fine. Like, people are like, well, they weren't even going to make the playoffs anyway. But, like, would you rather them come all this way and miss the playoffs by a point and pick, like, 14th or 15th, or at least try and get some playoff experience, even if they lose? Like, that kind of playoff experience would be valuable for the young players on this team to use in the future down the line.
Exactly. Yes, it would have made much more sense to, especially considering, I'm no draft expert, but I keep hearing that this draft isn't that good. So what difference did it make if you'd be drafting, like you said, 14th or 19th or something? You know what I mean? At least have something to fucking show for it and have some relative goodwill. Instead, this last month has felt like the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, they just roll over and die.
It's feeling a lot like the COVID season.
Yes.
We were just getting blown out game after game after game after game. And there are no adjustments. After every single one of these losses, I'm like, they have to come out swinging after this game because they just got embarrassed against a team that's going to be picking in the top five. And every game, they did not. They came out looking worse than they did the game before. And I was like, yep, how is this possible?
I think there's no one right answer. Obviously, that one stat they showed a few games ago where, like, the Flyers by far have the worst save percentage in
worst
the league. Like, you didn't get, like, could Ersan have made, like, just one fucking save? Like, obviously, this team's going to make mistakes. They have some certified bums playing on that fucking defense. Like, can you bail us out? Just once, you know, like, make one big save a game and you didn't get it. And then, you obviously, Sandstrom stinks. Like, you'll never probably see him in the NHL again unless everyone gets hurt again. You're never going to see Peterson again up here. After the heart nonsense, that piece of shit, like, no organizational depth at goaltender. And then we all got excited, myself included, watching the Islanders game. Like, oh, shit, look at this giant Russian mutant making all these saves. But, like, even that didn't light a fire under him. Like, oh shit, we really need to step it up. Like, this is his first NHL action. No, they got fucking shell-shocked that period and just left him out to dry the rest of that game.
A league worst save percentage since January 20 between all four goalies.
When Carter Hart left, yeah.
Which is 3 days after Carter Hart's last game. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, the goaltending has not been great, but, I mean, fuck, when you're scoring one or two goals a game, it doesn't matter how many saves Ersan does or doesn't make when you're you know, getting in. You know, he's not been good, obviously, when you're the goaltending's been bad. That's inexcusable. Yeah. However,
the offense isn't exactly picking
5-1 against
either.
The Blackhawks, 4-1 against the Canadiens, 6-2 against the Blue Jackets, 4-2 against the Sabres. You know, you're not scoring a lot because this team, spoiler alert, doesn't have any offensive talent on it. Your power play is non-existent. Your forwards are worthless. You know, this team defense that they championed and were riding hard throughout the year has not held up as the season has gone on, which has been a big reason for their collapse and subsequent failed goaltending. You know, you've relied on very little. They were riding on momentum, this culture. And, you know, if you're a regular listener of this pod, you know that it's bullshit. Culture is intangible. It's not a building block. It's made up, you know, and it just came back and bought them. There's too many goddamn holes on this team. There's too many. And they all just fell apart at the exact same time.
Yeah, how good can this culture be if they fall apart at the most crucial period of the season?
There are people right now on Twitter that are like, see, this team didn't give up on Torts. This team, I'm just like, fuck it. Like, one win just throws away the last 8 games. It never happened.
And the whole Torts thing, I mean, Katie, you tell me, and both of you, like, obviously we all loved it when he said this team has balls. I think it's when they beat the Penguins, and, you know, obviously he has to get some credit for how the team was playing. Yeah, he has to. And obviously he has to shoulder some of the blame for the collapse.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I don't know if I blame him entirely, and I don't know if I buy into the whole, oh, he benched Coots and completely lost the room, because Dan and I did a couple post-game shows where they went 1-0-1 and looked just fine without Couturier. Mm-hmm. And even that Buffalo game where they fucking... who started the Buffalo game? Fedotov. Right?
Fedotov. Yes.
So yeah, Fedotov. The Flyers were destroying them, but of course we're losing 2-1 when it was like, what, 25-5 in shots?
Something like that.
And I don't know. Like, I don't think they gave up on him. Maybe he's a little grinding to people. I can understand that. You know, he's very polarizing. There's some players, you hear him on different podcasts, different interviews. Some players like, fuck that guy. But it seems to be a lot more that say, you know, you get what you get with him, and he was a great coach. And I think it's too easy. I've seen a lot of people and other podcasts put like a lot of blame on Torts, and I just don't like, I just think there's still just so much organizational malpractice going on that it's just too easy to just blame Torts like some people are.
I mean, there is no one reason for this collapse, right?
Yeah.
It's a whole amalgamation of things. It's the goaltending not being up. Oh, thank you. It's the goaltending not being up to par. Tortorella's lineup decisions have played a role in this when he continues to roll out. Mark,
you know,
Stahl
and Johnson are both playing tonight, by the way.
Stahl's playing?
No, Stahl's not playing.
Atkinson's playing.
Atkinson's
back. That's who it is. Yeah.
Instead of Adder and Yining, who have looked just fine at the NHL level.
You know, Yining scored a goal and then has been benched the following 2 games.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I was at that game. That was the Columbus
That's
game.
What made me quit on the Noah Show.
Oh, you were all the way out there for that.
Yeah. I deserve financial compensation for watching that loss
money.
In person.
At least gas money. Could you drive?
If anybody in the Flyers organization is listening to this,
they are.
Please DM me.
Do you drive?
Yeah. I went out to see the eclipse. It was really cool. It was really cool. And because the eclipse was going through Cleveland. And Columbus is like 2 hours south of Cleveland. And I was like, they're going to be there anyway, so I might as well.
Make a trip out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Make a trip, yeah. Well, if anyone in the Flyers can at least Venmo Katie, like, gas money and toll money. Like,
yeah, please. Thank you. Much appreciated.
Katie, what's your Venmo?
I'm pretty sure my Venmo is at KBOG7. We
but the A
check.
Is an F4, and there's an underscore in there.
No, there's no, yeah.
I've heard.
There you go. For those
I've
of
heard
you,
people.
You
there it is.
There's my little QR code. There it is.
That's great. You show your QR code on a podcast!
If you want to DM me.
I've heard that they actually, not depends who, but like they listen to the podcast, The Brass.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they're around. That's why so many
That's why there are a bunch of taint lickers on there.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, the thing with Tortora, like, he's erratic.
Yes.
He makes controversial decisions. And I think it fanned the flames of this smoldering pile that is the Philadelphia Flyers. I don't think they gave up on Tortorella after that because they were playing well without Couturier. I think it just so happened to coincide with everything else falling apart. And, you know, the other main excuse has been, well, they're injured, which is probably true. It's April. We're 80 games into the season. Yeah. I'm sure every team and every player in the league has bumps and bruises. But you can't pull that as an excuse when their entire fucking gimmick as an organization is shot blocking and checking. Ow, I got an owie because I blocked a shot. Yeah, no shit. That's the only thing this team has going for them right now is blocking shots. You can't go, oh man, everybody's broken down. That's the style you chose to play. You need to accept the physicality and injuries that come with that. So that's not a valid excuse either. So, I don't know. I think it's just a total collapse. The goaltending's bad. The offense is dry. The power play's non-existent. The defense was playing well above their heads for a vast majority of the season. And Tortorella's an asshole that's old and doesn't understand what he's doing. And his antics have a shelf life. And I don't know if they gave up on him yet. But, you know, it's probably in the process.
It's all well and good to have checking and shot blocking. Every cup winner has that. You need more than just that. You need that ace defender that can play 30 minutes a night in the playoffs and just carry it. And for the third year in a row, bottom of the league power play, that just goes to show, like, and I don't think there's one right or wrong answer to what went wrong here. I'm just spitballing. You know what I mean? But you can only say so much in 140 characters on Twitter and people just try and put words in your mouth. And
right.
You know, I'm not going to start naming names with that one old guy who just loves to fucking yell at everybody who, you know, part of me for getting upset that my fucking Flyers shit the bed again.
You know he's a gigantic homophobe, by the way? Believe it or not. Oh, yeah. That's why I blocked him in the first place.
Oop.
Does his name ride with Trader Brank?
Yep.
No shit.
Mm-hmm. The more you know.
I'm going to have to unfollow.
Yeah, you probably should have a long time ago.
God.
You know, I finally blocked Mike Butts.
Who?
The fuck's Mike Butts?
The guy that replied to every single one of my
tweets. I just wanted to joke.
The guy that replied every single
Mike
one of my
Butts,
tweets.
Mike Butts, these nuts!
Finally blocked him. I've had enough. Anybody that follows me on Twitter probably has seen him reply to one of my tweets. Well, probably every single one of my tweets for years. I've had enough. Can't take it anymore.
Even the mute button's great.
It is, because they just yell into the void.
Yeah.
The problem is people respond to them, and then I see the response. Fucking, I'm bad enough. It's a great. I didn't block or mute people for years, because I don't like people having the satisfaction. But, like, it is so much better for my own fucking sanity.
All of my mentions are just those, like, crypto bots or whatever.
It must be nice. Yeah, I would love porn bots in my mentions.
I get a lot of porn bots, too.
God.
I'm like, oh, somebody liked my tweet, and it's like a big set of titties and a bra. Like,
I just got a bunch of people with John Tortorella's cock rim down their throat saying, fuck you, Daniel! This team's actually great! I still had people after the fucking Montreal game say, you're so negative, Daniel. I'm just like, I'm whatever. Like, yeah, I'm negative.
They lost by a touchdown and the field goal.
I was so angry. God, these people.
How can someone say you're being negative when it's the same fucking story again?
Because we don't believe.
Oh my god.
We don't believe in Danny Briere.
Oh my god. I'm telling you, if this summer is like uneventful, couldn't think of the word, I'm getting so mad. If this is an uneventful summer, like, first of all, I'll be so fucking, like, I'm already upset because my birthday is May birthday is Katie. My birthday is next month, and she's like, what do you want? Do you want one of those Flyers shirts? Is like Tyson Forrester, hook it up. And now they stink, and I'm so fucking mad I asked her to spend money on this fucking team. God. You know who loves all of this bullshit going on with the team? Fucking Joel Farabee. Like, he's probably like, thank God everyone's blaming Torts and Ersan, because Joel Farabee has been Cam Atkinson light. I pulled that one stat, like, since the beginning of March, he has, like, 6 points.
Well, the Flyers finally won.
Yeah, but he's a vibe guy, Nick.
He can vibe this. He was Kevin Hayes' his little... he was... Yeah. He's done nothing. I mean, a lot of them have done nothing. I mean, people twerking for Morgan Frost's, what is it, 13 goals?
If that. Flyers won.
Kim Atkinson, you don't get to headbutt the goalie. You don't do shit all game.
Flyers won. Capitals lost. Red Wings have tied the Penguins. It's 5-5.
Of course
oh,
they have.
God, are you kidding?
Of course they have.
And the Canadiens and Islanders are tied at 2 with 12 minutes left in the third period.
Is the Penguins game on ESPN Plus?
I don't know.
Let me see if that's on, actually.
Watch live.
Do we get that?
ESPN Plus, yeah, it sure is.
There it is, I'm going to put it on.
Oh, there it is, yeah. Oh, the Frozen Four is here, too.
Yeah, I heard Cutter Gauthier got eliminated today.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, I think Denver beat him.
Let's go! Go Blue, baby! Yeah, there's 37 seconds left in the Penguins Red Wings game.
Carlson, you dickhead, you passed it out of the zone.
Womp womp.
This is the worst case. See, and that's why you can't rely on other teams to do your fucking dirty work.
It was like theirs for the taking. Nobody was close to
them. The Flyers screwed themselves here. Close. Yeah. You had every opportunity. They were in a playoff spot. You held third place by multiple points.
For like 75% of the season.
December 8th, I think they held that spot. And they were there till, what, a couple weeks ago? Like 3 months, 3-4 months they held on to it.
Game's going overtime.
Fucking
sweating. Damn it. Nick is so mad he's taking off his jersey. Actually, when I was at the Columbus game, after the fifth Columbus goal, there was a guy 2 rows in front of me who was wearing a Couturier jersey. After the fifth goal, he took off his Couturier jersey, didn't put it on for the rest of the game, and started leading the entire section in, like, Blue Jackets cheers for, like, the whole rest of the game.
Somebody threw their ice on the jersey in Montreal.
Their ice on the jersey?
The jersey on the ice.
It's
light, everyone. Leave me alone.
Are you having a stroke? Are you okay?
Yeah. I love that tradition. I love
like
the idea of throwing jerseys on the ice. That's awesome.
I love that they threw their jersey on the ice. Whoever did that, thank you.
Yeah. I'll give us your Venmo. We'll put it on Twitter. People can Venmo.
I did that at one point. I said many years ago when they were at their worst. I don't know if it was pre or post pandemic. Who even knows anymore because it's been fucking 10 years. But I have offered before. If anybody throws a jersey on the ice, that I will reimburse you with probably a better one than you threw on there in the first place.
You hear that, everybody?
Don't threaten me with a good time, Daniel. I know you got some nice jerseys in that collection of yours.
Yeah.
That's another thing. I've got that Carter Hart jersey I need to strip. What jamoke is worth putting on that? I'm not, like, I got to spend $70 to put a new name on there. Who the fuck is worth putting on that jersey?
You could put Forster on that one since you already have the 7.
It's the reverse retro, the first one. Like, is that a violation to put someone that wasn't on the team when that jersey came out?
Technically, yeah.
Technically, yes.
I mean, I could put Giroux.
Yeah.
Was he here then?
The first reverse retro? Yeah, he had to be.
Yeah.
It's 2020.
Oh, I was thinking of the white one.
No,
those ones are ugly.
Yeah, those ones are so bland. I don't like them.
I mean, both of these teams stink and can't keep the puck out of their net like us. And I'm just watching the highlights.
I have
of
so much energy this time of night, Nick.
I'm a night owl. I just came off night shifts. I'm still used to staying up all night.
Come on, Red Wings. Do the thing.
Yeah, at this point, I just hope Pittsburgh loses then.
I just want them to lose.
But yeah, all those games the Flyers lost. All those games the Flyers lost. And, like, everyone else kept losing, too. Like,
it's been a complete incompetent battle here between
the hockey gods were, like, actually smiling upon us. But no! Let's put Mark Stahl out there and Cam Atkinson.
We need Mark Stahl.
Fuck.
The Capitals, Islanders, and Detroit just could not pull themselves ahead. Even the fucking Penguins dragged themselves back into it.
Crosby's like, I feel like since Crosby isn't as petulant anymore, I can actually respect them a lot more.
Oh, I totally do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he was a petulant little punk. Like, even that 2012 series.
He was a fun rival 15 years ago, and now it's just like, now he's old and I respect him because he's good, but.
Even that game a month ago, probably more than a month ago now, when Peterson gave up, what, seven or eight goals?
Yeah.
And like three of them were soft.
God, Cal Peterson. I hope they buy him out. I do not want to watch another fucking season of this guy in Lehigh Valley. I can't take it.
I mean, with all the goalies they have now, they probably should anyway, right?
They should if they didn't have half a dozen other people to do a buyout this summer first.
Yeah.
Do they address goaltending this summer?
Fuck no. You kidding me? They got Fedotov and Kolosov now. They're high-stepping again.
I mean, if we have to watch an entire season of the goaltending tandem that we've been watching for the last 2 weeks, I don't know if we're going to make it, guys.
Fedotov could leave, I suppose, which is still the funny part, that he would come in to play a game and then hit UFA and go to a different team. But after the way, after what he's dealt with since he got here, I wouldn't be surprised if he goes, yeah, let's find a team that knows how to play defense!
And knows how to score some goals.
Did Kolosov play yet for the Phantoms?
No.
Oh, God.
He may play Saturday? I don't know. They said that he had not played in 3 weeks, but when his visa issues were there. So they didn't throw him in last week. And so he said they'll get a start before the end of the season, but not last week. So it could be this week. If not, then next weekend. But
I mean, even if you address goaltending, you still need to address your top six defense.
Yeah. They got Nick Seeler. They don't need to address anything.
It's true.
I see what you're doing. But I don't even know where to begin. I tell you, on a bright spot, all the Flyers' goals looked good tonight.
They did.
Great.
You know, a month fucking late.
See, if only they could have been doing this for like the last 2 weeks. Would have been great. Yeah. I mean, I just wanted to see them finish the job. Like, getting this
far. You made
far
it this far. You
then,
can't drop the
and then
now.
Missing out by 2 points is literally worst case scenario.
Pretty
really
much.
Is.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have anything to show for. Oh, fuck. Pittsburgh won.
I'm a second behind you. Wow, what a shot. Woo. That Erik Karlsson. Yeah. Oh, look, a big-name player did something for a team.
Oh, poor Alex Lyon. They could never make me hate you, Alex Lyon.
Fuck Alex Lyon.
Yeah, him too. He stunk when he played for us. He stunk for us. He was so bad when he was here. What if you put him against us?
The resurgence of the former Flyers goalies.
Oh, my God.
Stolarz.
Stolarz and Bobrovsky.
That tweet,
yeah,
of the Panthers. You all saw that, where it's like, mm-hmm, the best goaltending duo in the league. It's like, both of those guys were here.
Yep.
I can see a vein in your forehead.
I should stop screaming. It's almost 10 o'clock. I have a cool neighbor.
You have the door closed. It's okay.
Carolyn's cool. Stolarz, when he got traded away for Cam Talbot, and just to not even keep Cam Talbot.
Yeah, they acquired Cam Talbot because he was Carter Hart's best friend, and then treated Talbot like shit for 3 months, then he left in free agency because he didn't want to sign here because they treated him like shit. Yeah. I'm still salty about that one. That one still, pisses me off.
Stolarz is a solid goaltender.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right there, Katie.
Yeah, it's okay. Dexter decided to leap on the couch, bite my hand, and then run away.
That's such a cat thing to do.
I know.
Like, hey, how are you? Yeah, I'm just kidding. Fuck you. Hop and then run.
Yep, pretty much. He just wants to play. He's got the zoomies.
I mean, both goaltenders, Bob and Stolarz, were just, again, organizational malpractice by two different GMs, which it just seems like one GM takes over the next one. It's like, oh, you think you're stupid? Watch how stupid I am.
It's like that picture of the guy from It's Always Sunny, like trying to do a split, and he's like, I can go lower.
Yeah. Yeah.
That character's name is Dennis, by the way.
So hot in here. God.
I knew his name was Dennis. I was just trying to paint the picture for maybe our listeners who don't watch the show and don't know Dennis. See? Like Daniel.
You don't watch It's Always Sunny?
Not regularly, no.
It hasn't been funny in 10 years.
Oh, God.
Stupid. Do you think there's any truth to Tortorella moving into the front office?
There have been a lot of people that have been shooting that down over the last couple days here. So I assume... I don't think it's going to happen yet. And I was not a big believer in that happening in the first place. I just don't think it would be very difficult to sell to the fans that the guy who was responsible for dragging anything out of this team is just going to leave after their, you know, best season in 4 years. You know, and obviously that has changed a little bit now that they, you know, completely torpedoed themselves here. But, you know, I still don't think it's going to happen, at least not yet. Maybe one day, but I think he's here for at least another year.
I would never want him in the
fuck no
front office.
Yeah, I do not want him in the
God,
front
it's
office.
Bad enough that he's got Breer's
we'll
here as
never
a coach.
Acquire a star.
No, there will never be another star player that plays for this organization ever again. There probably isn't going to be one now, actually. But
do you remember, was that a week ago when he's like, was the Islanders game where he's like, there's still people here that don't know how to play?
Yeah, these guys don't get it. And I'm like, you're the fucking coach, asshole. Isn't it your job to teach these guys how to play and how to get it?
I get that too. I get that too. I feel like even with that, there's no really right or wrong answer.
Yeah, isn't he supposed to be motivating them to be able to get up and play?
All these guys just don't get it and be like, oh man, huh?
Do you think he's in Breer's ear or tries to be and be like,
fucking 100%. 120%.
Well, if he had to pick three players that he doesn't want here anymore, who would you say? Katie. Right on the spot.
Morgan Frost. That he doesn't want
Frost,
Morgan Frost,
Brink, Addard, and Zamula.
I'll also say Bobby Brink, but for the other defenseman, I think I might go Cam York.
Oh, dude, I like Cam York.
They rely too heavily on York. He likes him. I'm sure if he had his druthers, he would have won another Nick Seeler, but I think he realizes that York is semi decent. Maybe Drysdale. I think they've pretty much given up on him already.
Which is crazy to me.
Oh, yeah.
He's not very good, you see.
I mean, I'm
disappointed. Like, I wanted Drysdale. When the Ducks drafted him, I was disappointed. I wanted Drysdale. I was excited when the Flyers originally got him, and now I'm just like, yeah, everything we heard about this guy in Anaheim is true. He's just a guy.
Do you think Anaheim rushed him, and now, like, he's just part of a bad situation here?
Probably. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm not thrilled with...
I mean, I can't imagine that, like, especially this recent stretch has been good to any of the defensemen's numbers. But, I mean, he might just need a bit of time. Like, he is still very young. Like,
it's 22.
He's still kind of...
That's young.
Missed, like, half of his career
really
with shoulder injuries. I'm not saying he can't develop, but I'm thoroughly unimpressed thus far.
Yeah, I will say, like, his start hasn't been great, but I'm not really ready to, like, close the door on him yet.
His first two games were his peak.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then it's kind of, like, bottomed out. And if I had to pick three players, I think Farabee, for sure.
Farabee's an interesting one. You know, we have this in the friggin' Flyer notes. Like, I wonder if he's the guy that they get rid of. No, his fucking contract is terrible. He's got 4 years left and $5 million, which is bullshit. Chuck Fletcher masterclass.
Yeah. God, there's so many bad contracts left from him.
But
my God.
I do wonder if they pivot to getting rid of Farabee. That's an interesting one.
They've got to cut money here somehow. Like,
gotta,
I think
cut
he's,
money
he's,
and
he's
roster
just
spot.
He's just the odd man out.
I think it's him. I think it's Frost. And then
they just re-signed Tippett.
Konechny.
They like Konechny.
Oh,
they're
really?
Giving this fucking guy a lifetime contract. Forrester clearly has some respect.
Drives me bananas.
So those three are there.
Yeah.
He's going to. Yeah. Connecty's contract is up in 2025, so next summer. And he's going to get paid.
He makes so many mistakes in a defensive zone, it drives me fucking crazy.
But he's got 60 points, Nick.
That's what drives me nuts. Like, another one.
People act like he's the next coming of Christ, and he has never had more than, like, 70 points in a single season.
No, he's never been a point-per-game player.
Eight years into his career, not even close
to a point-per-game player.
No. Nope.
And he can't get it done on the power play. Clearly, he can't get it done on the power play.
Matthews has more goals than Konechny has points.
Yes.
Fuck. Can you imagine being able to shoot a puck like that? I guess I wouldn't be here either if I could.
I would be so rich. Actually, no, I wouldn't be, because I'd be playing in the PWHL or whatever it is now.
You'd break the barrier, Katie.
I would. No, I wouldn't.
But, like, again, there's not... I'm back into this feeling where it's like, I don't really like anybody.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's a prominent feeling that boils up every time I look at this roster. I'm just like, if every single one of these players were to leave tomorrow, I would not think twice about any of it. There's not a single person. Like, I like Bobby Brink. I like Zamul on the whole. Ronnie Adder. Like, some of these guys I enjoy more than others. But if they left, yeah, who cares? Who cares? Oh, no, a bunch of 40-point players are going to leave my team. Oh, except the Flyers are like, let's give them all 8x8 contracts and keep them here forever.
I mean,
and then everybody will complain that nothing about the team changes when they do it to themselves.
Yeah.
They're just shooting themselves in the foot, and they'll be like, how did I get injured? Like, gee, I don't know.
I mean, to tie yourself down with Travis Konechny. Maybe Scott Laughton finally gets moved. That's another player who's been so bad.
They're not moving Laughton.
Oh, my God.
They've balked three times now to move him, at least. And if they didn't do it in the offseason, if they do it at the deadline, I just cannot believe that they're finally going to come to their senses in the 2024 summer and be like, hey, we got to move this guy now. If they're keeping him for bullshit culture reasons, that's not going to change.
Which is crazy.
What drives me bananas is that the Flyers hand out, like, lifetime contracts to players who, like, aren't even, like, remotely close to players that should be spending their entire career with one team. Like, those are reserved for, like, the Claude Giroux and the Steven Stamkoses and the, you know, the upper echelon of the NHL. And they're just doing this for, like, Sean Couturier and Travis Sanheim. And Travis Konechny in a year and a half. Like, this, it's just insane to me. Like, I mostly just don't want them to have re-signed any of these players, mostly just because I'm fucking tired of seeing them. Like, yeah. I want them on my team, and they're not stars. Like, they're good players. Like, Sean Couturier was good once upon a time, but he's not that guy anymore.
Nope. Not even close, Katie.
Not even close. I don't want to be the team that overpays Konechny for 8x8.
Well, guess what? They will be. Yeah, 8x8 is generous. It's probably like 8 years and $10 million or something crazy.
You should not be getting more than like $7 million if you have never had a point per game season in your career. Sorry, not sorry.
His AAV of like 5.5 right now is fine.
Like, yeah. It's fine. Fine.
But if you're going to eight
when he gets
him
double
again,
that in 2 years.
God.
And then when he's 30 and looks like Sean Couturier, people are going to be up in arms.
He's going to be 28 when his contract expires. That's the thing that drives me nuts more than anything. It's like, here's another guy that is going to decline significantly shortly after he signs his contract. Like, that above all else is what really drives me nuts with the idea that they're going to give this guy a max term deal. Is like,
yeah, Konechny's playing style does not mesh with
you.
Father
didn't
time.
Learn your lesson after Couturier. You give this guy a contract and fucking gets injured for 2 years and is, you know, playing 5 minutes a night on the fourth line all season long and will be for the next 6 years. It's like you didn't learn your lesson at all, and they're gonna do the same thing with this guy. Drives me nuts.
And you know what the crazy thing about him too is, not crazy, but I mean, he never really put up that much points for the majority of his career. And then when he had Drew and Voracek flanking him, then he put up points. Like, he needed a generational Flyer on his wing to put up points.
And even then it was 50.
right? I think he had 70 the one year.
Konechny's career high is 61, my guy.
I'm talking Couturier, but yeah, even like Konechny, like
70 points.
I was wondering who we were talking about.
Well, yeah, but Couturier and Konechny, yeah, like
Couturier had 70 twice, I believe.
Yeah, with Giroux on his wing.
Yes. Yeah, with Giroux on his wing.
And then has not been the same ever since, believe it or not.
Yeah, it's just... I've been on here so many times saying the same thing, and I apologize, but like, how people could be so attached to such mediocrity...
I'll never understand it.
I will never get it.
And you need something to cling on to, I guess. And I get the only players I like now are Tippett, Forrester, and York. That's it.
I like Scott Laughton too.
I'm
but
over Tippett.
If they traded him, I wouldn't be upset with it.
No, I mean he's been here since 2013. Weren't you both still in high school in 2013?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fuck you both. I was 28.
Jesus.
28. You mean 82?
I'm not even 28 now.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I'll be 39 next month.
Christ almighty.
Woo.
Thanks! I don't look it.
Maybe I'll get you a cane for your birthday, Nick.
Fuck you.
Okay. Sorry.
Maybe a nice pair of readers and some Metamucil.
You know what you need? You need some of those New Balances. Because you're going to be living the death of the white New Balances.
A pair of white New Balances.
You'll be 57 when your kid graduates high school.
Ew.
Going to be the old uncool dad.
God.
Why is my dad 30 years older than yours?
Scott Laughton, another player who's been here. And again, this is kind of what I wanted to get to a little bit too. I kind of already have touched on it. It's like the fourth year in a row where they just have this stretch of games. And a couple of those years, it was pretty much all year long where they just get bullied and get destroyed on the scoreboard. And who's been here for all of that? Konechny, Couturier, Laughton, Farabee for a chunk of it now, Sanheim, and three of them have fucking letters on their sweater. Some of it, I know, it's like, you know, Fletcher gave out contracts to all these fucking idiots. Was that the trade deadline? So Briere not only has balked at trades, but so did Fletcher. Fletcher's like, no, I'm not trading him. Here's a 6-year extension for some fucking middling guy. And Briere, that quote that Dylan shared in the group chat, the way Breer talks about him in the locker room, like, what, do we have fucking Mark Messier here?
Pretty much.
It's Scott fucking Laughton.
God.
But also, don't you think some of these players, like, in the event that they traded Scott Laughton, don't you think they would have learned enough from him after spending time with him in the locker room to be able to bring some of that to the new people in the locker room? Like Scott Laughton is not this irreplaceable player. Like, you can do it. And I say that as a Scott Laughton lover. Like,
Islanders are going to overtime.
Oh, my God.
Of course they are.
Of course.
Yeah, like, I like Scott Laughton, but it's long overdue. And, you know, they're going to move. You know, I still don't believe they're going to move him. I think them balking at the trade deadline pretty much indicated that he's going to see through his contract here. But, like... Even if they do, what's his value at right now? The guy played like shit most of the season. You had this guy, the rumored return was like a first and second last offseason, and they said, no, his leadership's too valuable. He played like shit all year. You go into the 2024 trade deadline after a bad season, but the center market was so thin that his value got partially inflated again, and they said, no, we like his leadership too much. And now you're going to go into the summer when everyone's got options again, and they're going to try and move him, and they're not going to get anything, because of course they're not.
But also, if they've spoken on end about how they revamped all of the culture in the locker room, and part of that was due to the leadership. How is the leadership so good if they're going to collapse when the season is most crucial.
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question right now. How can you...
Like, you can't be that good of a leader if you're not in there rallying your team.
All this talk about culture, all this shit.
To get up for the biggest games of the year. Yeah.
And then they do this.
Spoke on and on about leadership and culture and how everything is great and dandy and they got rid of the locker room cancers and blah, blah, blah. This is the best group of guys I ever played with. Bullshit.
Yeah. Big bullshit.
Yeah.
And if you believe it, if you believe that, play like it when the when your season is on the fucking line.
Exactly. Islanders just won.
Oh my god.
Yes.
There you go, John Marco, your team won. It's an Inter fan who listens to our podcast.
So, Penguins won in overtime against the Red Wings. Okay. Islanders won in overtime. The Capitals did lose and the Flyers won. So, everyone update
I don't think that changes the standings that much. I think we're pretty much
not at all
where we were. I mean, I think the Capitals and the Penguins flip-flopped, but nothing in terms of the Flyers. If anything,
yes. Third place in the Metro is pretty much unattainable at this point. That looks like the Islanders have it. Or at least not the Flyers, anyway. Which means they're fighting
especially
for that
with
last
the Islanders still have two games in hand.
Flyers have 85 points. Caps have 85 points. Red Wings have 85. Unless they didn't up that yet. Maybe it's 86. But it's close. They could still do it, I suppose. I don't know what all the tiebreakers and shit look like off the
The Flyers are currently sitting 3 points, or not 3 points, three spots back of the wild card. They're 1 point behind. They would have to jump the Red Wings and the Capitals.
Yep.
And they have played a game more than all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
You would think Briere, who, wow, my heart rate has really skyrocketed while doing this.
you would think Briere would understand what it takes to either tear it down or build it back up again. He was part of this. Wow, what a shot Palmieri had there in overtime. Briere was part of the retool after the Flyers had their worst season ever. And then he saw what it took to get over the hump when they acquired Pronger and then made it to the finals.
You know, you would think, but being a player does not directly correlate to any success as general manager.
No, that's 100%.
Especially
true.
When you have John Tortorella breathing your fucking ear the whole time.
Especially when they said when they were rebuilding and they did fucking nothing to actually do anything of substance to change the roster.
Exactly.
Yep, that's my I mean that's
if they're not going to rebuild properly, then they should be going for it every year.
Yes.
I am fucking sick and tired of doing this middle of the road bullshit.
Yep. That's where I'm at as well.
Fucking do it this summer. I'd love that. Fuck it. Trade half the team. Sell the farm and acquire everyone. I don't fucking care.
Except 19 of 23 players are already under contract next season.
I mean, we
they haven't added a big name since Chris Pronger, which was 15 years ago. So my expectations for the summer are relatively low.
Where's Golov?
Oh, gosh.
That blew up in their face, too.
I mean, we spoke for a while about how they needed to pick a direction, and I thought we had finally gotten that figured out. But no.
No.
They have to do it all again. I just want them to do something and be consistent.
Well, now it's Katie's bedtime.
What's it, just after 10? Yeah, it's bedtime.
Nick has to go calm himself down before his ancient ass has a heart attack.
You made him take off his glasses.
His readers are coming off. His bifocals are here.
These are my blue light glasses.
I'll be back. We're going to record Freaking Flyer tomorrow, but go up Sunday, as usual. We'll be back with somebody next week, I'm sure. At the end of my better brother, my underscore pod, plenty of shit on the website, brotherlypuck.com. The pictures are back, everybody. Woo-hoo! Yay! I'm so fucking happy that's finally fixed and taken care of. Sweet Christ, what a month it's been. Anyway, Yeah, Tip to Tip Pod as well. Coming soon. About a month or so. So check that out at Tip to Tip Pod on Twitter, Tip to Tip Podcast on Apple and Spotify, Dan the Five and _ Jerseys over on Instagram. And yeah, Katie!
You can find me on Twitter at Claude Giroux, and the A in Claude is a 4.
And you can DM her for her Venmo.
I was going to say, if you're interested in providing me financial compensation for my trip out to watch the Flyers lose in Columbus, DM me and I'll send you my Venmo. Any donations are appreciated.
Nick.
At Forza Inter 215. Thank fucking Christ I have Inter, because we're going to win the league this year, baby.
Except it's not a real sport.
Oh, for God's sakes. I've already been angry enough.
Do you call it soccer like a normal person, or do you call it football?
Depends who I'm in front of, so I don't look stupid.
Fair enough.
But mostly soccer.
Okay, good.
You dirty American. And on that note, everyone, until next...
Flyers are killing you one show at a time.
Until next time, there it is. Goodbye and good night. Drop the gloves, let's go. Drop the gloves, let's go. Drop the gloves.